This is the Composer's Datebook for November 14th. I'm John Burge. If ever there was a red-letter day in American music, November 14th must surely be it. For starters, it's the birthday of Aaron Copland, who was born in New York City on today's date in 1900. And then there's all that happened on November 14th in the life of Leonard Bernstein. Here's how Bernstein himself explained it. I never forget a Copland birthday. Two of the most important events of my life happened on November 14th. The first in 1937, when Aaron and I met for the first time. Now, I worried and complained terrifically back then and always took my troubles to Aaron, who would tell me to stop whining. He seemed to have such complete confidence in me that he didn't show a bit of surprise when, on Sunday, November 14th, 1943, I made a dramatic success by filling in for the ailing Bruno Walter and conducting the New York Philharmonic. All Aaron's predictions came true, and on his birthday. As if that weren't enough, in 1954, again on Copland's birthday, Bernstein made his TV debut, presenting Beethoven's draft sketches for the opening of his Fifth Symphony. It proved a smash success and led to Bernstein's televised Young Persons Concerts that brought classical music to millions of Americans coast to coast. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.